The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Public health today continues to be highly affected by the United States blockade on Cuba, which in the first 7 months of 2021 alone caused losses of more than $130 million to the sector. This is reflected in the report in which the lifting of that Washington policy towards the island is demanded and that Cuba will present in the coming days before the United Nations General Assembly for the 30th time. In the case of this sensitive sector, the main damages are due to the impossibility of acquiring medical technology from the United States or with more than 10% of components from that country. Thus, the medicines, equipment, medical devices, reagents, and other supplies used in Cuba's health care must acquire them in very distant markets and on many occasions with intermediaries, which considerably increases prices. The authorities of the Caribbean nation have repeatedly denounced that the economic war violates the right to life and health of Cubans. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Tuesday for the second consecutive day a single COVID-19 case and a total of 7 patients with this disease throughout the national territory. The daily part of the aforementioned portfolio specifies that the 7 assessed have a stable clinical evolution, so there are no serious or critical patients in intensive care. According to the official report, in the largest of the NT, no one lost their life in the last 24 hours as a result of the disease, so the total number of deaths remains at 8,530. This favorable epidemiological result is the consequences of this staggered vaccination campaign against COVID-19, since the Antillean nation accumulates 42,351,544 doses administered with the Cuban immunogens Soberana 2, Soberana Plus, and Abdala. According to the Ministry of Public Health, 9,998,047 people have the complete vaccination schedule, which represents 90.2% of the Cuban population, while 8,632,908 have a booster dose. Cuba's Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment, Rodrigo Malmierca, stressed that to date, some 60 countries will be present at the 38th edition of the Havana International Trade Fair, FIHAV 2022. The event, to be held next November 14 to 18 at the Expo Cuba Fairgrounds, will be attended by top-level delegations headed by ministers and high-ranking government officials. Malmierca underscored the presence of representatives of some 30 chambers of commerce of nations with which Cuba has ties, as well as hundreds of companies from the 5 continents. Despite the U.S. blockade, the economic difficulties faced by our country, and the international economic crisis derived from the COVID-19 pandemic, the world trusts the Cuban market, Malmierca emphasized. And in the international agenda, we have that the presidents of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, and of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, are holding a meeting in Caracas where they will discuss issues of binational and regional interest, official sources confirmed. Petro will travel to the Venezuelan capital with his work team. The issues to be discussed at the meeting of both leaders will be relations between the two countries, reopening of borders, and the re-entry of Venezuela to the Inter-American human rights system. The meeting is part of President Gustavo Petro's initiative to boost the region's economy and socialize his agenda in favor of the interests of the Latin American bloc and the protection of the Amazon as part of the preliminary meetings for COP27, added the note. With the arrival of Petro to the presidency of Colombia, both countries reestablished their historic political and commercial relations, interrupted in 2019. Meanwhile, the political parties and candidates that competed in the first round of general elections in Brazil on October 2 have until this Tuesday to render accounts before the Electoral Justice on campaign expenses. The political organizations that competed in isolation in a coalition or as part of a party federation should present detail of the financial movement individually at the municipal, regional, and national levels. They must also report the income and expenses of the candidates and alternates in each case. Only 9.74% of candidates and 1.43% of parties rendered accounts up to October 27. In a communique, the Superior Electoral Court advised those responsible for transmitting the information to speed up the submission. More than 156 million Brazilians went to the polls to elect the president, 27 governors, 513 lawmakers, one-third of the Senate, and renew the representatives in the regional legislative assemblies. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.